Welcome to the IVF Journey with Dr. Michael Chapman, the podcast for couples who struggle with infertility and want to fulfill their dreams of becoming parents. In this podcast, you'll learn actionable strategies to deal with infertility from Dr. Michael Chapman, or Prof as he's affectionately known. Prof is the co-founder of IVF Australia and is a leading Australian infertility specialist who has helped over 3,000 couples realise their dreams of becoming parents. To access previous episodes packed with ideas, solutions and tips that actually work, head over to Dr. Chapman's IVF podcast on iTunes. You can also ask questions by contacting Dr. Chapman's rooms on 1-800-111-483 or by emailing him, michael.chapman@ivf.com.au.
That first cry of a baby born after the long journey of IVF remains one of the most beautiful experiences in the world. As an obstetrician and an IVF specialist, I've had the privilege of experiencing this over many thousands of times in my long career, but I still remain moved by each baby's first cry. It signifies the end of a long journey and the beginning of a new life. This is Professor Michael Chapman, co-founder of IVF Australia and host of the IVF Journey podcast. Thanks for tuning in. To access all the previous episodes, head over to my website, www.theivfjourney.com, and select IVF Journey Podcast from the navigation menu. You'll also be able to find the various services that we provide at IVF Australia.
The other article that gained a lot of media coverage this week was an article from the University of New South Wales, from the National Perinatal and Epidemiological Research Unit, which is the organisation that collects all the data of every cycle of IVF in Australia and New Zealand. And that's put together as ANZARD, Australian and New Zealand ART database. We were the first in the world to start collecting this type of national data back in 1983, in the early days of IVF. And we've led the world in collecting that data and producing reports on a yearly basis. Initially, it was anonymous data with no patient IDs. Since 2009, we have been able to code each patient and therefore follow their progress over multiple cycles of IVF. So the paper published in the Medical Journal of Australia for the first time gave realistic percentages of chances of success by various age groups. So the first finding, which was well known, we all know it, is that as women get older, the chances of going home with a live birth, a baby, do decline. The actual significant numbers in that ultimately are related to the cumulative pregnancy rate. So that even in older women, carrying on with multiple cycles continues to build the chances of success. That was the message of the paper. Persistence increases the chances of success. Because you fail in one cycle doesn't substantially reduce the chances of success in the next cycle and the next cycle and the next cycle. It is a little bit like rolling the dice. If the chances of a pregnancy when you're 40 are 15% from one roll of the dice, one cycle, one transfer of an embryo, then if you keep rolling the dice, like trying to get a six, the more times you roll the dice, the more chance you've got to get a six, the more chance you have of ending up with a baby. So between 40 and 44, the data showed that over time, over multiple cycles, the chances of having a baby ranged between 25 and 37%. It's still not 50%, but it certainly indicates that keeping on trying improves your chances. The other way of looking at the data that was undertaken in this paper was to look at the chances of success from a single egg collection. Today, more than 60% of women who go through IVF under the age of 35 end up with more than one embryo of high quality. When the first embryo is put back, they are the numbers that we traditionally have quoted. Chance of success, say, in a 35-year-old for single embryo transfer, which is what we do in Australia, is of taking home a baby is around 28 to 30%. But if you add the embryos that are frozen, that success rate rises to around 45% for one egg collection. That's the realistic number. That is what we should be talking about. Not just the first transfer, but the cumulative pregnancy rate from that one egg collection. The data that has been produced in this paper compared with the rest of the world is very favourable. Last year in the United Kingdom, some similar data analysis was done, and that was using data where the majority of patients had two embryos put back in that first transfer, and their cumulative pregnancy rates were less than ours. So Australia is doing well. I think you're in good hands if you come through IVF in Australia. We're also the safest in the world because we only put one embryo back in over 85% of cases. It's safer for the mother because carrying twins adds significant risk of high blood pressure and diabetes. And it's much safer for the children. A twin pregnancy results in twice the possibility of a baby dying than a single pregnancy. And even more importantly, the risk of cerebral palsy in twins is four times that of the general population of singletons. So that's why in Australia we've gone down the route of single embryo transfer. This data supports that policy. Putting one on one embryo back in one cycle, followed by another, followed by another, is a much safer approach to IVF than is carried out in almost any other part of the world. The data that was looked at spreads over a 5-year period and is extremely comprehensive. So we believe we can now turn to patients with that data and give them a realistic view of what's going to happen, or their chances of what's going to happen on their IVF journey. All doctors who see infertility patients should be able now to talk to their patients in a realistic way. There have been concerns that doctors and clinics might hype their results and create unnecessary expectations. These data hopefully allow an accurate, realistic view to be put. But ultimately, this was population data, 56,000 women. And really, the most important thing is you as an individual taking into account all the factors, not just age, that may be contributing to your infertility. And you can really only get a realistic view for your individual case by talking to an expert, talking to a fertility specialist, preferably a fertility specialist who has the subspecialty qualification of our college, the CREI. Look for that after their name. And I'm sure they will give you a realistic view of your chances of success. That data from that paper provides your fertility specialist a basis from which to assess your chances of success as an individual.
And don't forget that you can access all the previous episodes by going to our website, www.theivfjourney.com, and select IVF Journey Podcast from the navigation menu.
Thank you for listening to The IVF Journey with Dr. Michael Chapman, the podcast which helps couples negotiate their way through the IVF journey, all the way to parenthood. You can also ask questions by contacting Dr. Chapman's rooms on 1-800-111-483 or by emailing him michael.chapman@ivf.com.au.